my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Nothing is more frustrating than wanting to do something so bad, or at least feeling like you want something so bad, but also having this notion that you're simply just lazy and you cannot achieve that thing. Or you see these other girls all over social media, productivity queens, yada yada, and you're like, how do they do that? Like, I try for a day, I try for a week, and then the momentum just dies. And you're just like, how am I so not productive? Or how am I so lazy? Believe it or not, being lazy is a choice. Now, yes, there may be other external factors like depression, sickness, whatever, that can give you low energy, but some of you are just not manipulating and pulling the right strings to stop being lazy. But you know what? You know what else? Is that a lot of you guys also don't know how much being lazy and choosing to be lazy is holding you back. Yeah, you get it enough to the point where you clicked on this video, but you don't really get it. Nothing is uglier than being lazy. And I'm not talking about ugly to other people, just ugly in general. Like, you know how hot it is? You know how good you feel? You know how hot you become when you go after everything that you want? When you become that person that you've been wanting to become, that higher version of you that you just want so bad. And I'm telling you right now that that person that you desire, that person that you want to be, it's already inside of you. You already have everything you need to evoke that person. If not, you wouldn't have the idea in your head. But if the one thing holding you back is laziness, that's something I just won't stand for, okay? We all have our limiting beliefs that we have to work through, journal out. But if laziness is what's holding you back, no. And laziness in and of itself can be a limiting belief. Like, if you just believe, maybe you've been told, or you have built up these bricks that have led you to have this belief of I'm just like a lazy person, that is a limiting belief that we have to work through. Being lazy is like the ultimate way to neglect yourself. Is that what you want to do? Do you want to neglect yourself? Do you want to tell yourself I don't love you enough to give you the things that you want? I know you don't want to. I know you have some ounce of self-growth within you if you're watching this channel. Enough yapping, I'm just gonna trust that if you clicked on this, it's because you don't want to be lazy anymore, so let's just get into it. Hey girls, welcome or welcome back to The Creation of Her. You can tune in on YouTube or Apple Podcasts and Spotify. This is where we talk and I teach you how to close that gap between who you are now and where you want to be. If self-improvement, glowing up, and being your desired self and getting your desired person is your vibe, then make sure to subscribe, follow, and stick around for more videos. I think one factor that can make a lot of people lazy and almost just like hopeless is the fact that they're not willing to deal with the cards that have been dealt to them in this life. So what, you weren't born into a billionaire or millionaire family? So what, you know people who have been born into that and you're like, I don't understand, it's not fair. Like, how do they just get it so easily and me, I have to like grind and work to reach that goal or just that level of comfort? So what, you don't have amazing, beautiful, aesthetic, natural body genetics, and maybe you have to work 10 times harder in the gym or eat 10 times healthier than that other person who just naturally has this insane body? So what that you didn't have it handed to you? Why are you seeing this as something other than a blessing? Look, somebody else's story is not your story. And stop thinking that just because somebody else has been handed something that you want so bad, stop thinking that that means that their life is perfect. Because guess what? People who were born into money still deal with problems. Some of them die of drug abuse. So do people who don't have money. Sometimes the people with those insane natural bodies still have crazy body dysmorphia, or maybe, God forbid, they get sick, they get a disease. It doesn't mean that their life is perfect, and it doesn't mean that yours is not, just because you have not been handed what they've been handed. You have to start seeing it as a blessing. Your story is your story. Because when you get out of this laziness rut or whatever, and you start putting your foot down to start getting the things that you want, imagine 2 months from now, a year from now, maybe even a decade from now, you telling your story and telling people how you got to where you want to go, it's not going to be as motivating and encouraging if it was just handed to you. The journey that you're going to have to go through to get from point A to point B is going to make you into such a beautiful and rich person, and you would totally be missing out on all of that and all of those lessons and all of that just self-worth that comes from doing hard things if you just had everything you wanted handed to you. Start seeing your lack as an opportunity to build, to go forth. So point being, stop putting your desires on a pedestal. Stop thinking that life is unfair because you don't have it or it's been so hard to get to where you want to go. See it as something fun, as like unlocking a new challenge and like, or a new level in Temple Run or something, right? That you have to like get to and reach to. You have to run through the obstacles. And then when you get there, it's beautiful, you know? Not necessarily because you got the thing that you wanted, but yes, because you got the thing you wanted and everything you had to endure to get there just made you into such a beautiful person. Now let's talk about actually being productive and not lazy. The reason that you are so-called lazy and somebody else isn't is because you're just thinking of it in a different way. One, you might be seeing productivity as like a dreadful thing. And number two, you are just holding on to this laziness identity instead of a productivity identity. Because people who are productive, me being somebody who is productive for years now, we identify as somebody who is productive. If somebody asked me to like describe myself, describe what I do in a day, I'm gonna say I get up every day. I just cannot stand the idea of like staying at home or staying in bed all day or watching Netflix alone. Like I possibly cannot. I just have to get up and go. Like I have to go to the gym. I have to get out of my house, go to a cafe, get some work done, just feel productive. It just invigorates me, right? And of course it wasn't always like that, right? We can switch our identity whenever we want. But the fact that I genuinely believe in my heart and my soul that this is who I am, I carry that out. I could easily reprogram my brain to think that I'm somebody who's super lazy, and in a month from now, I will be. You need to start romanticizing being productive. And if you don't like the word productivity, like maybe it has just an icky feeling for you, make it like a more fun word. I like human transformation, okay? I just think that is so cool. And every time I'm doing like my daily tasks, it's like I'm trying to like win in this game of life and seeing how much I can transform as a human and see like human transformation in my own self. I just think that's so cool. Maybe that's just like my nerdy self-growth mind talking. But let's pick a new word, right? Okay, let's pick like main character. So for example, next time you're going to do something or carry out something else, you're not going to be like, oh, I'm going to the gym because I have to be productive. You're like, no, I'm going to the gym because I am the main character and I'm going to look at myself in my cute little workout set. And yeah, stop taking everything so seriously. Not everything is so serious. Going to the gym is not that serious. Going to a cafe and getting work done is really not that serious. Just see it as something you do. It's just like you're the main character. So you have activities in your life, you know, you work on yourself, you eat healthy because you're just that girl. Stop taking everything so seriously. Now, this might be a bit overlooked, but you have to remove distraction and remove noise. And this is a tip that I give for any kind of change that you're trying to make into your life, because when you're constantly stimulated, it's really, really hard to hear your thoughts. And if you're in the process of changing your identity, right? In this example, you're changing your identity from being somebody who is lazy to somebody who is productive. If you are constantly stimulated by YouTube, by Netflix, by music, you always have to be doing something, right? If you just can't sit alone for 5 minutes, you know, if you're bored and you're sitting alone, you're scrolling on your phone. You need to actively work on removing distraction, at least just a bit, so that you can actually hear your thoughts, and not only your own thoughts, so you can mend them, right? So for example, if a thought comes up like, oh, I'm just like, I just can't imagine how I can like go to the gym and work for 2 hours today because I'm just so lazy. Like I'm just such a lazy person. If you have so much stimulation and you're constantly distracted, that thought will just fly by your head. Versus if you can like tune in just enough to be like, wait, I just had a laziness thought. Let me switch that to a productivity thought and be like, what am I talking about? I'm a super productive, that girl kind of girly. And I love doing what I do because it keeps me busy and it keeps my mind active and I have fun with my life and then I go to sleep feeling good. You cannot make that thought switch if you're constantly stimulated. And not only listening to your own thoughts, but if you're constantly stimulated, you can't listen to the thoughts of like whatever it is you believe in, right? Whether it's God, your guides, or simply just your intuition. It's really hard to tune into that when you're overstimulated. Now, how do you do that? Whenever I go through a phase where I'm like, okay, I realize that I have been a bit overstimulated and I'm just like, I feel like a robot almost, and that I'm not connected to God, I'm not connected to source, I just start with one step, okay? So let's say I'm going to the gym and I've been listening to music, you know, frequently. I'll just start this week, maybe even just 3 days out of the week, not listening to music, like just going to the gym cold turkey, like no music at all. And that just sets the intention of I'm listening and I'm here. And even just a small little switch like that, like even just giving yourself that 30 minutes or an hour without distraction or just without all this background noise in your head can do so much, because you've already set the intention out there. You're willing to listen to any negative thoughts that come up, nurture any positive thoughts that come up. And if God or whoever wants to speak to you or channel a message through you, you have the mental capacity to hear it. And clearing your mind enough when you're trying to shift from laziness to productivity and being that girl, not only are you gonna hear, you know, all these thoughts and God and whatever, but you're going to hear your purpose. It's gonna be a lot easier to think, okay, wait, why do I wanna do this? Like, why do I wanna be productive in this area? Why do I wanna carry out this action? Like, why? What is your genuine why? If your why is coming from videos that you're seeing on social media, right? Everybody's a content creator, so I should become one, and that's why I need to be productive and post every day. Or this girl looks like that and has this kind of body and she does this workout routine, so I wanna look like that so people can admire me how they admire her, so I'm gonna do this workout routine and just blah, blah, blah. That is not your why, okay? That is somebody else's why. When you can just tone it down a bit, you know, turn down the volume a bit of all this external noise. Even if meditating is your vibe, if you can, I mean, if you're already lazy, you're already probably sitting in your bed doing nothing, okay? So I just know you can meditate. Like, you probably are the best meditator out there and you don't even know it. And if you do know it, even better for you, Chuchi, because now you can sit down and you can actually listen to what your why is and find a purpose for everything it is that you want to do and give yourself that real genuine internal motivation to stop being lazy. That is so funny to me. Like, people who are lazy and like have not tried meditating yet, like, I promise you, you are probably the best meditator out there. Moving on, okay, this one is so important and will probably help you so much, but you have to be quiet enough, like I said, to be able to actually implement this. And it's what I call the I choose mindset. You know what holds a lot of people back is that they think they have to do things. You don't have to do anything. Like, think about how crazy that is. You actually don't have to do anything. Like, I'm sitting on this couch. First of all, my couch is like facing my window to my balcony, like not my TV that's over there. Like, my couch is in complete disorder, okay? Like, it is not supposed to be in this position. It actually makes no sense for my apartment. And like, any normal person maybe would have been like, oh no, my couch cannot go there. Like, I have to put my couch in front of the TV where it like makes sense. No, you don't. You're choosing to. I chose to move my couch right in front my window just so I can like sit here and look outside and look at the sun while I'm vibing. I can film. I have like the view in front of me. It was a choice. And if I had this limiting belief of like, oh, I have to do things the way that they are, then I would have never done this. And like, now I'm having more fun. Like, I can be creative. I can think of new ways to rearrange things. And that is just such a simple example. But genuinely, you have to realize that in life, you don't have to do anything. You don't even have to eat. You don't even have to sleep. You don't even have to shower. And I know, like, yes, you have to do these things to like live a normal life, live a healthy life and not die. But there are people out there who choose to not eat. Trigger warning, okay? There are people out there who choose to not eat. Yeah, they become anorexic and sometimes they pass. There are people who choose to not shower and they become dirty as heck and they also probably pass away because they get some kind of bacteria in them that kills them, okay? And that's harsh, but that's the reality. Everything you do in this life is a choice. You don't have to go to school. If you are under 16 in the US and you choose not to go to school, you will not go to school. You'll probably get beat up or you'll get grounded by your parents or you'll go to jail or something. But it's a choice. Every day you are choosing to go to school. And it is a blessing. Do you know the people out there that actually cannot go to school? Like, countries where education is not mandatory, where you have to pay for it, where you just simply cannot because you have to help your family out since a young age. It is a choice, okay? You chose to come into this life with the cards that you've been dealt, whether that's being blessed enough to be able to go to school, to live in a country where it's mandatory to go to school, to come from a family where they make it mandatory for you to go to school. Whether you did not choose that on a conscious level right now in this 3D world, you chose that on a soul level. And I firmly believe that you chose the life that you're living now. You chose the lessons that you're living now. You chose the lessons that you're going to receive because we are here to grow as a soul and it's all part of our soul growth. You chose to click this video. You chose to try and figure out why it is that you're so lazy. You chose to try and make a step towards improving yourself. It was a choice. There is nothing you have to do in this life, and therefore you can do everything. Everything you do is a choice. And you want to know how you're going to make the switch? X out the words in your vocabulary of I have to or I need to. You don't have to. You do not need to do anything. Yes, you have to eat to live. Yes, you have to sleep to have energy. Yes, you have to wear clothes to not get arrested when you go outside. I get that, but let it go. Start this radical movement inside of yourself of I choose, and you will have so much freedom because you realize your life is completely in your control, that all your downfalls are your choice, that you are your own worst enemy, but you're also your own best friend because you choose to do all the good things for yourself too. Get it out of your head that I have to and I need to, okay? You don't have to have a healthy breakfast tomorrow. You don't. And if you consistently have healthy breakfast, next time you say in your mind, oh no, but I have to, you know, have my proteins and my fats so I can be full for breakfast. No, you don't. You say, I'm choosing to have some healthy proteins and some healthy fats because I just love myself so much. And it's a choice that I want to make for myself because I just want to feel good today. Every time you hear, I need to, or I have to, in your head, make it a bell ringer and switch it immediately to I choose to, or even I want to. You don't have to study. Okay, maybe, right? In theory, you have to study to get a good grade, but you don't have to study. You're choosing to study because you want a good grade. Everything in your life is a choice, and you need to start living like that. All the things that you want to carry out, you figure out your why, right? You calm your mind down, and you figure out why is it that you truly want it? What is the true purpose in this thing that you want? Is it coming from love or is it coming from fear? You know, do you want to work on your body and go to the gym because you want to have energy and have longevity and be like a 90-year-old grandma that can still carry her great-grandkids and whatnot? Or do you want to go to the gym and have it be from a place of fear because you're fearful of people not loving you, or that you'll be more unlovable if you don't look a certain way? Develop your strong why, and when it comes to carrying out the actions that align with your why, make everything a choice, okay? I'm choosing to make this podcast because I know I have a greater purpose, and maybe I don't have the amount of audience that I want yet, but I know I'll get there because I made this choice to align with my higher purpose that I've already discovered. I chose to go to the gym today, not because I'm trying to change the way I look out of fear of not being loved or whatever, just because it's part of my routine, right? It's part of who I am. I had that identity switch already. And I just choose to like want to use my body that's healthy. There are people out there that don't have healthy bodies. I just choose to move my body in a way that feels good so I can feel good throughout the day simply because I deserve to feel good. All of you, you deserve to have good things in life. You deserve to feel good. You deserve to have all of your desires. So stop acting like that's not the case. And you don't deserve because you did anything, right? You don't deserve anything in this life because you did X, Y, and Z. You are simply deserving just because you were born deserving. When you came out of the womb, right? I mean, I don't know what your specific situation is. I don't know if you were born in the woods, but when you came out of the womb, let's say most of us, we just received all this love and all these kisses and all this affection and stuff. And we did literally nothing yet at all. We were just there. We were just existing. And that's not just when you're a baby. That doesn't just change. You deserve all this love and abundance just by existing, just by being here, just by being you. And being lazy is denying that fact. You are denying yourself to getting all the things that you simply just deserve just because. And on top of that, the fact of just deserving just because you deserve, it doesn't make sense to so many people. That's why I love the baby analogy, because it's like you were literally a baby. You did absolutely nothing and you got all this love and all these gifts and these free clothes and food, like just... Because sometimes things just don't make sense and life is a game. And getting out of your whole laziness stitch is so much deeper than building a habit tracker. You need to just change your whole mindset and demeanor around what it means to not be lazy and what it means to be productive and what it means to go after the things that you want full-heartedly. And as serious as it sounds, it's actually so unserious. Life is literally a game and you have to start seeing it like that. Stop stressing about doing or not doing things. Just see life as a game and see yourself as an experiment. Think about the things that you want, right? There's probably somebody out there in the world, because you've probably seen it, that has what you want. If not, if you've never seen it before in some way or another, you probably wouldn't want it because you wouldn't know it exists and that it's possible for you. Those people out there in the world who have what you want, they are just like you. They are skin, bones, flesh. They have a heart. They have organs. They have weird body liquids. They have a brain. They are just like you. The only thing that is different is probably your limiting beliefs versus theirs. That's probably the only thing that's that different. Because as a human, you are a creator. You can create anything you want in this life. You just have to see yourself as a creator and see life as a game. And you as the experiment, right? Any experiment needs inputs and outputs. But babe, you're not gonna get any outputs if you're not inputting anything. So just see it like that. You know, the things you wanna do, the things you wanna get up and do, just see it as you putting like inputs into your experiment so you can see if you get the outputs. It's really not that deep. Just use yourself as an experiment, you know, take away this attachment to like, oh, well, it's not going to work out for me simply because like things just don't work out for me. Shut up. Like, yes, they do. Things will work out for you, but they won't if you believe that they won't. I'm telling you right now, if you think that life will not go your way, life will not go your way. Seeing yourself as an experiment is such a perspective switch because you realize that you're just like everybody else and you can just use yourself as an experiment to be like, hey, this girl online or this book told me that I'm just like everyone else. And if somebody has it, then I can get it. So let me just pull back. Let me just detach from the outcome and just see it as an experiment. See if they're actually right. What if we're actually right? And if you just, you know, do your little journaling, do your little manifestations, do your little praying, do your little going to the gym, do your little working on this, doing your little working on this side hustle and being consistent and following the basic rules that everyone says, and they say you're gonna get your desired outcome. Like, what if we're right? You'll only know if you ever try it. You can only use yourself as an experiment if you put some inputs. So get up and start doing things just for fun. Just like, let's just see if it works out. Like, let's just see if I'm actually like an experiment and I can actually like get these things just because girl, I promise you, you can. So stop holding yourself back. If your goal is to build a certain wellness lifestyle or you want to see your body more toned, but you're like, I just don't see how I can do that. Like, I just don't have enough energy to go to the gym. Da, da, da. First of all, girl, figure out why you don't have enough energy. Like, do you need more food? Do you need some better quality food? Do you need something else? Is there something else going on? But if that's out of the way and it's your mind at this point, don't take it so serious. Just be like, okay, I know if I do X, Y, and Z, I'll get X, Y, and Z result. So let's just see, almost as a joke, like let's just see what happens. And stop attaching yourself to an outcome. You don't know how your body's gonna look or how much money you're gonna make in a year from now. You don't really know, because people would never carry out experiments if they already knew what the outcome was, right? They want to see the outcome. They don't really know. It's kind of like a surprise. All those like shocking studies that we have, that we've learned in science class and stuff, they didn't know that they would get that outcome. They just did the experiment to see what would happen. Do that with yourself, because maybe you think you're gonna get $10,000 in a year, but really you make $500,000 or $5 million. Let's just see, okay? But have fun with it. Another thing that can make a lot of people lazy, ironically, is perfectionism. Now, apart from this whole woo-woo stuff, okay, if you're struggling with perfectionism, it will kind of make you go into freeze mode. And I've been there before. Sometimes you just want to do everything perfect, or you feel like you have this expectation on you, which is invisible, to be perfect. And therefore, you feel like incapable of making things perfect or doing things perfectly consistently and stuff. So you just do nothing. Have you ever had a to-do list so long or had so much pressure on yourself that you just freeze and decide to do nothing? Because I've been there before. But a few years ago, I remember listening to this TED talk, and this girl said, with everything she does, how she overcame perfectionism and anxiety and procrastination, whatever, was just saying, okay, just do it badly, because you can always go back and fix things later on. You know, if you don't know what to do in the gym, just go and do it badly. Walk on the treadmill if you don't know what to do. Do random machines, okay? And eventually somebody will come and help you, or you'll watch a video, or you'll get a course or a program that will teach you what to do. But just go for now to go, you know, and just do it badly, because you can always tweak and fix things along the way. Being perfect is an illusion. I mean, imagine meeting someone that was perfect. That'd be so annoying. Perfect people are genuinely so annoying. Number one, it's fake. It's a facade, because nobody's perfect. We all have our complexities, but that's what makes us so beautiful. And being perfect would make you like the most impossible partner to be with, the most impossible mother or father to be with, because your partner would feel so much like they can never measure up because you're actually perfect. And like, that's just annoying. And then if you have a kid, then your kid will feel like they can never measure up because their parent is perfect. So let go of this whole perfectionist thing, okay? And just start doing things badly. If you are procrastinating on an essay, just do the essay badly, because you can always go back and revise and fix the essay. Shoot, we have AI now. You can make AI fix the essay for you. Just do things badly. That TED Talk person gave that just do it badly thing to me. So I'm gonna take it out of me and I'm gonna give it to you, okay? I'm giving you that now. So now you can have in your head, you know what? Everything I wanna do, if I'm feeling anxious around it, I'm just gonna do it badly. And who cares? Because sometimes maybe I don't even do it badly. And if I do, then I just go back and fix it. No biggie. I have a question for you. Do you love yourself? Like, actually, like, do you really love yourself? Because if so, did you know that discipline is one of the highest forms of self-love? It is one of the best self-love practices to exist, and one of the most fulfilling self-love practices. So you want someone to love you, right? You want to be loved by the world. You want to be loved by your family, by your friends, by your person. But do you love you? You laying in bed all day, every day, you denying yourself of productivity. Do you think that's love? And maybe you're answering me and you're like, no, I don't love myself. First of all, you're not going to build it by staying lazy. Okay, that's one. And second of all, if you are choosing, right, to remain lazy and you say you love yourself, That's superficial love. I'm talking about the real love, okay? When I started my whole self-love journey, the superficial love was through the roof, okay? I could stand in front of the mirror every day and be like, oh my gosh, you're beautiful. I love you. Like, you are just that girl. That's not real, okay? If you don't have confidence to do things, to do hard things, to tell yourself you're gonna do something and carry it out, you don't have that confidence. You don't have that deep, genuine self-love and self-worth, okay? Self-worth comes from being able to do hard things. Confidence comes from being able to keep promises to yourself. And self-love comes from it all, okay? It comes from the confidence, the self-worth, and the superficial self-love. You can't just take one and think that it's the whole picture, because it's not. Discipline is one of the easiest ways to start building your self-love. And I'm not saying that you go and do a bunch of things tomorrow and just have like put all your willpower and discipline into one day, because you're gonna crash. As much as I wanna like scream at you for being lazy, you have to take things little by little. You don't develop true discipline by just going cold turkey. I mean, some people do that, okay? There's always an exception to the rule, but you start with little tiny promises. That's how you build discipline, confidence, self-worth, and self-love. You start with saying, I promise myself I'm going to have a lemon water tomorrow. And then on day two, you promise yourself you're gonna walk for 10 minutes. Day three, you promise yourself you're gonna call a friend. I don't know, you make little tiny promises that you know you can keep, that you know are attainable, and over time you start building it up. Point being lazy is holding you back from unlocking your full potential with self-love. And self-love, especially as a woman, but just as a person, unlocks a whole world of opportunities, manifestations, and desires. Because when you love yourself, when you genuinely, truly love yourself, not only what you see in the mirror, but what you know you're capable of inside, you attract everybody you want towards you. You attract your dream partner, you attract your dream career, you are just a magnet for everything beautiful, and you are simply that girl. You are just that girl. You are that person when you embody self-love. And it's a journey, okay, right? Like, sometimes it goes down, sometimes it goes up, but it's overall, if you work on it, it's a linear line up. So start working on it today. Start with tiny promises of productivity, tiny promises of choosing yourself to be the main character every day. And if you don't even know what to do, if you're just lazy, you don't even know what you want, you don't even know how to feel better about yourself, literally just go on Pinterest and search up habits. Search up that girl habits, okay? There'll be like a bunch of pins that come up that give you like 30 bajillion habits you can choose from. Just choose one that sounds interesting and fun to you. Like I said, stop making things complicated. Have fun with it. And don't do it because you have to do it because Pinterest told you to. Do it because you choose to do it, because you choose to be the main character today and every day. Another really important thing, and it kind of goes back to what I was saying before of being like, why weren't these cards dealt to me, is to find somebody who has a similar story to you. Now, obviously, I watch a lot of self-improvement YouTubers, I read lots of books and everything, and a lot of these stories actually are people who kind of came from nothing. For example, I think one person that a lot of people know is like the Wizard Liz, right? Like, she was like abused, she had this kind of childhood, did not come from money, da da da, and then you can just see where her life is now, you know, happily with her dream person, successful career by not even like, or at least it seems on the outside, like not even working that much. She works so much on herself, she has so much confidence, yada yada, you get the idea, right? I mean, I don't know her personally, this is just what we can see on the outside, and let's just hope that it's real. Point being, you find somebody that has a similar story to you. If you are constantly looking up to somebody who was dealt completely opposite cards than you were in life, like that came from like, that's like a nepotism baby or whatever it's called, and you are not that, then maybe that's not your person to look up to 24/7. There's going to be somebody out there, especially with everyone on social media, there's going to be somebody who is pretty similar to your story and who has had a desired outcome that you kind of strive for so you can relate. And what this does is it shows your ego what's possible for you, and it shows that actually, wait, I can do this. Like, actually, wait, there are people just like me who have done this, and I just need to believe in myself and carry out my actions. And same goes, I'm just gonna put it out there, for example, like when it comes to things with your body, like obviously I know that it's a huge thing for some people, but stop looking up to people who do not have the same body type as you, please. If you are 5'2 and you're listening to weight loss advice or whatever from somebody who's 5'10, get a grip, girl. Especially if you're looking at their body on social media, their torso is gonna be 100 times more elongated than yours, and you just cannot strive for that. It's going to be unhealthy. When you look at other people for inspiration, make sure that they are pretty similar to you so that it makes sense in your brain and you don't beat yourself up when you don't get what they have. So find someone who has a similar story to you. Now we're getting to the end of this. So like actually genuinely, how are you going to start being productive today or tomorrow latest? Like I said, do not do everything at once. Okay. That's not going to get us anywhere. And that is just coming from a place that's not like love. Okay. If you love yourself or if you want to love yourself, be gentle with yourself. Give yourself grace, but also don't let everything slip under the rug. Okay. Just start out simple. Start with one or two simple promises that you want to keep to yourself and that are slowly building towards who you want to be. And then when we get the confidence, we build it up, okay? When we get the momentum, we let the momentum tumble into a big giant momentum ball. So what you can do is you can start a simple 3-check habit tracker. 1 to 3 habits, okay? And you can go to the app store and put like habit tracker in the search bar. You can do the habit tracker on your notes because they have like a little circle thing that you can like press to check off, yeah? Or what I usually like to do, because I'm someone I need to see things to remember them every day and be constantly reminded, is I will write down my 1 to 3 habits with like little circles next to them for 5 days of the week or 7 days of the week. And I tape it on my wall somewhere with a pen nearby. So every single day, it's somewhere where I can see it. I can be reminded that this is something that are non-negotiable for me to do, and I can check it off, and it's so satisfying. Just 1 to 3 simple things, okay? Don't make it, if you are not working out right now, for example, don't put one of your habits as workout 5 days a week, okay? Like, let's be realistic. Let's do something very simple. And I'm talking about if you're on rock bottom, I'm talking like put on your habit tracker, maybe like 5 sit-ups a day, because you could just drop down into those anywhere. Pick 1 to 3 habits that are working towards what you want, but that are also extremely, extremely realistic. Like actually, there is no doubt you can do these every day and no doubt that they can be non-negotiables for you. And as time goes on and you can take more pressure and you have more trust in yourself, you can intensify those habits. You can add more, or you can just make them, instead of the 5 sit-ups, you can make it into a workout if you are consistent with that over time. Second to last, something that you can develop is the 5-second rule, which is, I love, I think Mel Robbins came up with this, which is basically, right, like I'm going to use the example of getting out of bed. So let's say your alarm went off and you're debating in your head like, damn, like do I get out right now or do I go back to sleep? And you just mentally prepare yourself, you're like, okay, I'm just going to count to 5, and at the end of 5 I have to get up, okay? So you go 1, 2, 3, 4 5, and as soon as 5, like you just get up, you just have to get up, okay? Because that the 1 to the 4, you're mentally preparing yourself, you know you're gonna get up at 5, and at 5 you just get up. If you're like, oh, like I don't know if I want to do this essay right now, like you're just like, okay, I'm just gonna count to 5, I'm gonna open my computer at 5 and I want to do it, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, open my computer, I get it done. Stop overthinking, stop questioning if you're gonna do something. You know you want to do it, you know you're gonna choose to do it, you know it's what's best for you. Just count to 5 and just do it. That's it. Do it badly, do it good, do it whatever. Nobody cares, just do it. And lastly, and I know that this goes against, or seems like it goes against every single thing I said in this video, but allow yourself to be lazy. Now don't get it twisted, okay? I'm not talking about every day. I'm talking about burning out will make you lazy, okay? Burning out will make you go into freeze mode, will make you go into overwhelm mode, and will make you not want to do anything. So allow yourself to be lazy when it's time, not every day, but occasionally, especially if you are a woman with your cycle, for example, and you're getting into your luteal phase and you feel that your body needs that rest, take that rest. Incorporate rest into every day, even if it's just 30 minutes to 1 hour a day where you take a bath or where you just read a book or where you have your alone time in the morning. Incorporate rest at least a bit every day, and sometimes it's once a week too. Sometimes throughout the week, like maybe you really did your thing throughout the week, you know, like you're very proud of yourself. Sunday's your lazy day, take that lazy day. Allow yourself to be lazy, because you know what? When we are restricted, we want that thing more. And that is just super counterproductive for everything you're trying to achieve. If you tell yourself you always have to be productive, number one, that's completely false. People who are productive all the time, either it's because they have perfectionism in their mind or they have like this productivity guilt, or if it's coming from a healthy place, it's because they allow themselves to take rest and they allow themselves to listen to their body when they need to so that they can be productive when the time comes. Get enough sleep so you have the mental clarity and the willpower to do the things you say you want to do. And when your body is really telling you that you need to rest outside of your normal rest for the day, take it, okay? Just take it. Take the day to be lazy. Take the day to eat in the couch like a couch potato. Take it and know that it's doing wonders for you, and that tomorrow or the day after, it's going to re-energize you so you can be that girl again. So recap, create a simple routine or habit tracker. Romanticize the idea of productivity. Don't restrict laziness and develop an I choose mindset. And of course, know that everything you do, you're choosing it from a place of love, and you're choosing to do things because you love yourself so much and you deserve to fulfill your purpose in this life in all the areas of your life. And the action step is to do your 1 to 3 non-negotiables every day. Put the habit tracker on your wall, put it on your phone. I know there are some that have like phone widgets, and have your 1 to 3 very simple, very attainable, very realistic non-negotiables every day. And you will start to build that confidence in yourself that you can do hard things anytime that you want, and that you can keep promises to yourself anytime that you want. I love you guys. I really hope that this video helped you in some kind of way or another. And if you think that it can help somebody else, please share it, send it to them, help someone else in your life. Make sure to subscribe, like, comment, do what you gotta do. And I love you. I'll see you guys next week.